growing a new voice. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update.
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
Julie Andrews has always been known for her pure, clear soprano. But in 1997, vocal cord surgery left scarring that robbed her of her singing voice. According to Patrick Tresco, director of the Keck Center for Tissue Engineering at the University of Utah, not much can be done to correct that kind of scarring. That's why he and his group are developing a strategy to replace damaged vocal cord tissue with a lab-grown material.
That strategy involves a material that would be soft enough to be implanted in the damaged vocal fold tissue, and it would in all likelihood have cells that come from the individual.
The researchers have built a device that grows cells on a piece of foam while gently stretching and vibrating it. This action mimics what happens to vocal cords in the body.
And we're finding that we can actually recreate those microenvironmental conditions to perhaps biologically form a tissue that might be useful as a graft to repair the damaged cord.
These early studies show that they can reproduce the structure of real vocal cord tissue. Still, that's just the first step toward their ultimate goal of restoring the human voice. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.